that you can.
Krishna book reading in Srila Prabhupada's house on 10th of November 2010.
Fool! How stupid, idiot we are! Spend every single moment without rendering service to Krishna and his devotee. Because that is eternal, inexhaustible. Nobody can destroy it. You will get eternal benefit. Hare Krishna. Go ahead. Reading Krishna's Dhambandhan Leela. How Krishna was tied to the rope by Mother Jasoda. There's so much you can learn. You have to relish it. Every day you've got time wasting so much. If you read this thing and meditate on this, why Krishna said this, you can make so much advance. Okay, so go ahead. Time is running out.
Once upon a time, saying
how valuable time is. Yoga said, anybody in Krishna consciousness should be very aware of how you are spending your time. You spend your time for the pleasure of Krishna, you get eternal benefit. Salpamopyasya dharmasya. You can be saved from the greatest danger of gliding down to the lower species of life, then millions of lives you have to wait to get again a chance. And how long? Nobody knows. So those who are doing Hari Bhajan, they are the Sumedha, the most intelligent person, biggest philosopher, biggest scientist. Carry on. Put it in sort of a song, prayer, glorification. I suppose one is in sort of a prayers or Acharya sometimes explanation like that. Prabhupada put us to this. That's all what Prabhupada is saying. Rama is saying he has no beginning, he has no inside, he has no outside. This is a spiritual body. Spiritual body. Inside, outside. There is nothing but him only. So this she does not know. She thinks he is just like my child, my daughter, my son. It's time to buy. But Krishna also shows within here or in universes, stars, planets, all these things. She thinks maybe it's something Lord's some material energy showing something, you know? Like she can think of this is Krishna is God. Question of affection and all these things. That is Devaki, Vasudeva. Oh, reverence. He's God. Forehand form, Shankacharya Bhada. Reverence. But Krishna still, treat her mother.
Mother is.
Let me rule regulation of this. But then, our spontaneous love for Krishna is there. One day it will become. Doing, it will become spontaneous.
She did not.
I can think of, I was thinking this. Today we have got our prasad, but most of you think, like somebody said, it's like water is and little potato. But that is what they eat. Sometimes even they don't eat that. They eat that chapati and some butter meal. Sometimes some pickle. Sometimes roti and buttermilk and little pickle. Sometimes the pickle also would be chili pickle. I saw. And that is what most of their eat. I sometimes ask, there is some sabji in the park. They say they sell it out. Now, can anybody think of every day eating and doing bhajan? For how many of them can? Raise hand.
Sabji
is problem to oil and spice. Do not associate with them intimately. Intimate actions means regularly eat their food. So you want to do? Yes or no? No answer. Regularly eat that? That is your problem. But Prabhupada said, we are different. Our lifestyle is different. We don't have to be like them. One Western devotee told me so much, I don't want to become like Brajavasi. I said, Prabhupada did not say you have to like the Brajavasi, you see. Many things you may not like and commit often. That's why he said, don't be too much intimate with them. Once in a blue moon, then appreciate. You're very nice, very good, very well. She is coming and sitting not far from me and telling so many things. I didn't say. Just for a day, it's okay. He said, Maharaj, next time come, next time bring some sweet to give to the kids. I don't mind. It's okay. But not regularly come. Familiarity breeds content. Too much familiar. One devotee went one day to some puja, he said, something dirty. He did cleaning this, that, baby making mess, and cleaning. And he said, giving without washing hand. He's giving him roti with that hand, right? He can't eat. And he's taking, you didn't wash your hand. So we are Brajavasi. Now, you can swallow it in your mouth. All gandagi, baby, making dirty mess. And giving roti, no. Are you too much associate? You will take. Your case is different. You have got thick skin. I don't know, I can't. He said, that voice says, what? I feel like vomiting. He said, why you went there, Krishna Chasisha? That is why even Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, their lifestyle is different than our lifestyle. You see many things there, you may commit over it, you may criticize, you may say, this is wrong, this is that. Because you follow rule regulation, they have no rule regulation. Then naturally they have got attachment to Krishna. They see Krishna rather than just little girl, little boy. Everybody like little boy, girl. Even in our society anywhere, they see a little boy, little girl, they like it everywhere. One day they will grow up, now they dress themselves like a man, woman, this, that, and they love it. They see Krishna like that, everywhere. I talk to many Brajavasis, some elder, he say, oh Krishna, he is always teasing the girl, that boy, he say. He is not saying God, nothing. I ask some old guys someday, he say, Maharaj, what you are doing? You are sadhu? I say, I am not a sadhu, try. But we worship Krishna, we try, so that you can love one day. But the Krishna, everybody knows. His boy is always teasing the girls, he's trying to make the girls angry, always. And sometimes girls like it. This is the thing going on here. They talk about him, whatever he did here, there, everybody likes him. Girls also like him, he also. He's telling me, how are you, Krishna? But actually they like him. They like Krishna, they like him. But their liking is natural, not like us. We are practicing. They are practicing. You saw some ladies doing something, puja. You saw that? Some prata, like that. They have got all varieties of things there. They do. Krishna's father used to do Nishinga. They that worship, they say, still there, maybe, Nandagaon, below, where? Would you call somewhere, I saw sometime, like that. Why? Whatever the other demigod they worship, we cannot copy them. But we should learn what they are doing. They worship to us Krishna Bhakti, to increase that Krishna Bhakti. That's what Prabhupada explained that. But we go for our own material desire. There will be many in India still worship Shiva. Why? They worship Narayan, also worship Shiva. I've seen many rich people. Why? If you, to rich people, if you worship Shiva, Shiva will give so much money. And worship Narayan, eternal benefit. So both they are doing. I don't know how it works. But anyway, they want to please both. My Prabhupada said, that is not pure bhakti. You treat other demigods, I asked Prabhupada, also his book there, tell demigods as a they are great devotee. They are great devotee, you ask them, please give me Krishna bhakti. But you don't treat them like Krishna. Krishna is our ultimate goal. They are not our ultimate goal. You all the time think of Krishna, not all those devotees. That is the way that Urmila Mataji was telling. I like that. This is also one of the most dearest verse. Maya sat asakto. Keep your mind attached to Krishna. Our mind is attached to something else. Let us see, we ask ourselves, what spontaneously comes in our mind again and again? That means we had some attachment to that thing. Otherwise, why it will come? Yeah? On his own. You find when you are doing bhajan, on your own, spontaneously what comes in your mind? Everybody has got something, must come in your mind. Yes or no? Just like a sky, suddenly some cloud comes. Like that you find suddenly in your mind so many things coming. Yes? You find something again, again comes, same thing. That means you have got attachment to that, it is coming. So many grotesque things come in mind. Something strange coming. Why? That is explained there. Scientists don't know. They don't know our mind. But Bhagavad Gita are dealing with something higher than mind, intelligent. Higher than intelligent soul and consciousness. That is much higher. That is where it starts. Far above that is Krishna. And what to speak of Radha? Those who make him very cheap, as far away, you have to become far much more pure to understand. Simply telling philosophy is one thing, and to enter into the mystery of this, very difficult. One has to become pure. Who can tell here, I am free from lusty desire, anger, illusion, greediness, pride, arrogance, enviousness? Anybody can? That is, Prabhupada says, ultimately you have to see, that is means purity. How much you have become free from this thing? It's not so easy. Yes? Millions of lives we are doing that. But by Krishna's mercy, you can gradually become free. Some of them feeling a bit drowsy and tired. You have to walk today. No? I got tired there. I was in the car, I was lying for something. Then I went to be fresh. Jump in Jamuna, so nice. Who today took bath in Jamuna? So refreshing. I like so much. Of course, that kunda was also very good. I felt like taking bath there, but I don't know, it may get late, cold, and everybody will start. Very nice, you just drank Jamuna. So you can do, if you like, every year in Kartik, you can make this too. Yes.
Yes.
Everybody like?
Yes.
You think we should every year, when you come, we will do?
Yes.
Previously also, we did few times.
Yes.
Well, this way we are. You like means you have to understand. That means I am developing attachment to Vrindavan, Krishna's Leela. When you come to Parikrama, you do so many things. Sadhu Sangha, you associate with the Dham, serving Dham, seeing deity, praying to the deity. So many limbs of devotional service you are practicing. And this way, developing attachment is very natural. You are not endeavoring anything. It's spontaneous developing attachment. So easy. To enrich our bhakti, enriching.
There is no
Krishna came on behalf of Panchapandav to avoid the battle of Kurukshetra. We have a legal truce, as you see, agreement. Then give them at least 5 villages to the 5 brothers. They don't want the kingdom. No. One. Then minimum thing asking. No, I won't give, even a needle can hold little piece of land, dirt, that also he. Then Krishna is as an ambassador on behalf of Panchabhadra telling something. Duryodhana thought, Duryodhana being very popped up, now he can see Krishna is very powerful. He cannot see Krishna. He is seeing Krishna, but he is not seeing God. That I think Kunti Devi said, the deep philosophy of Krishna is all Kunti Devi's prayer. Pashyamupi na pashyati. Though he is seeing Krishna, but he is not seeing God Krishna. You understand? Why? Because he is not surrendered. But Draupadi, Panchapandav, Kunti Devi, all surrendered to Krishna. So they can see he is God, he is divinity. So Duryodhana says, arrest him. Let me see. They're going to arrest the guy, cannot catch him, his body. They're going to tie him up, he cannot see him, he cannot catch him, because his body is not material. They see Krishna is smiling. Krishna is making bigger, bigger body. And Bhishmadev, he knows he's God, he's praying for. And then Dhritarashtra, he's in ecstasy. Dhritarashtra, later on, he was liberated. And he is feeling something that he's missing something, he can't see because of blind. But Vishnu is praying like a God, showing his opulence and like that. And Duryodhana still can understand. Arrest him. He thought he'd arrest him. Krishna is really powerful, that's why he said, I have got more strength, more power. Fool. Krishna simply smiled. Krishna knows his mentality. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
Although he is beyond the reach of all senses, he
said, Sadhu Krishna said, open your mouth, eat dirt. Krishna just showing his mouth. He's getting nervous. What is all this thing? Another incident, something like that. Go on. In India, from time immemorial, usually mothers say at night, children, son, daughter, all go to sleep. Sometimes they tell story. Unless you tell story, I won't go to sleep. Usually, so mother or grandmother, usually, or grandfather, tell story. The Krishna also used to mother Jashoda tell story about Lord Ramchandra. Sometimes telling, go to sleep. Sometimes Krishna will tell something what mother is telling, what is next, because he knows it is his Samila. Suddenly he said, Lakshman, Ramchandra said, Lakshman, bring my bow and arrow. I cut the nose of Shupanaka. Mother Jashoda, I can't think of how you know. Go to sleep. I'm sleeping. Very sweet master. Nice to meet you. Krishna knows what his mother going to tell. I know this. But let me listen from mother what he's saying. Still these things are there in conservative family. Old tradition. All this stealing from the journey, this thing happened.
But when
means, actually, that is spiritual world, wherever is Krishna. So the flowers are in spiritual world. They are also person. So flowers are seeing Mother Jashoda, such a great devotee, that God himself come to him, accept him as a mother and become a baby, and allow him to chastise. So seeing this, that the flowers fall down one of their own to touch the feet of Mother Jashoda. She is such a great devotee. The earring of Mother Jashoda, ankle bell, they are also swinging and making sound. That means they are in ecstasy. Yet so many things you should not know. So one day he is going through a bridge. It is very narrow. One person or can go or one begin. He saw suddenly, he's scared, he saw suddenly it looked like very aggressive He bull is coming and he cannot go. So Hari thought what to do. Suddenly he started hanging from the bridge. And the bull is coming. He could understand. Bull will be trying to attack him. And he may fall down. So no, what will happen to him? So he's scared. He's chanting Hare Krishna. Bull came, looked at him aggressively with his with his horn. Because he took beef, all these things. He's scared, bull may attack him. He's doing like this. And he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Anything could happen to him. Then, what happened? Bull coming to this? Sometimes bull stopped. He's not doing again. He's looking aggressively, again trying to, again, stop. And after doing, for some time, then bull went away. Some or other, he climbed up again and ran. Krishna must be saving his life. Otherwise, he could have died. All from the bridge. He was hanging from the bridge and watching the bull is coming. These are all incidents. There are many incidents. How Krishna is. Sarpamopiyasya dhamma. If somebody took his service, Krishna in return does so much for his good.
Similarly.
But we shouldn't expect. That's a, yes. Krishna can do anything and everything. Krishna may kill me, Krishna may make me alive. But we should do our duty. That is love.
Similarly, the Lord also feels transcendental pleasure by submitting himself to the protection of the devotee.
Same thing. Once in Croatia, Slovenia and all these places, when the fighting going on, they don't know which one their country, which one is enemy's country. Thus two men, they are caught by the enemy. They came to know they are in the enemy's hand. Soldiers, they're going to torture them. Very muscular, they can die any moment. So when they're binding them, one of them once met a devotee. So he is whispering, softly saying, Hare Krishna, they will torture him like anything. So other doesn't know the time. He saw when they're tied up, he's going there, closing his eyes, simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very feelingly chanting. Suddenly he could hear the two guys talking. Let this guy undo the tie. Go, go on. Other guy, they did not do. He could understand. Because it is only Krishna did this thing. Then he said, look for, where is this Hare Krishna society? Later when he found, then he told them the story. He said, oh, give me all books, I will also chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, this. Like that, they are so honest. Each devotee, when they become devotee early days, they have a story to tell how he became devotee. Very enlivening. Yes. So I told some few incidents. There are many others.
This was exemplified by Krishna's surrender to his mother. Never so mission.